It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah! Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Sunday, everybody. This is the Lord's Day, the last Sunday of March 2015. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio. I'm ministering this morning, Sunday morning, at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, Pastor Lawrence Neeson. I'm ministering tomorrow night, Monday night, 7 o'clock, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good to have you listening in. And we're going to pray today. I was recently in Louisiana, at a church there in Forest Hill, Louisiana, and I'm gonna be playing some prayers that I recorded there, some prayers of intercession and travail, and there at Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana, one of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, a pastor and a surgeon, is the pastor there. They've been experiencing incredible revival there at Trinity Christian Center there in Forest Hill, Louisiana. So we're going to be sharing some prayers from those meetings. Right now we just want to pray. Would you agree with me, Father, on this Sunday, this Lord's Day, we pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio, in our 24-hour internet prayer station. We just pray the will of God be done here today. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, we just say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." We come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for every church today that is represented here on the BPN Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And we just pray for every church service. And we pray for every pastor. And we pray for every congregation. And today we want to welcome some churches across America that are praying with us. Before we do anything else, we want to welcome the Harvest Community Church in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, Crawford County Christian Center there in Robinson, Illinois. We want to welcome Calvary Campus Church, Carbondale, Illinois, as well as North Point Community Church, Marietta, Georgia, Free Chapel Church, Gainesville, Georgia, as well as the church at Liberty Square. They're in Cartersville, Georgia. And we want to welcome today the Tuxton UMC Church, Athens, Georgia, Christ Fellowship, Wellington, Florida, as well as Trinity Church West in Wellington, Florida. I want to welcome City Church in Tallahassee, Florida. And we also want to welcome Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida. We want to welcome North Hollywood. We want to welcome all the churches there in North Hollywood, California that's praying with us. Las Buenas Nuevas, Norwalk, California. I know those people there are laughing about that. Very faithful church. I'll be ministering there soon by Skype. First Light Christian Church, Martinez, California. We want to welcome that church praying, as well as Faith Assembly of God in Harrison, Arkansas. We want to welcome Journey Church of the River Region in Prattsville, Alabama, that's praying with us today, as well as other churches across America, including Life Church, Stillwater, Oklahoma, The Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Warren Fellowship in Warren, Oregon, and all the other churches that are praying with us across America. We have almost 1,000 churches that are represented here at Breakout Prayer Network here on BPN Radio. So, Father, we pray that you'll bless all of these churches today. Bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I do want to remind you of the up-and-coming prayer leaders, BPN Prayer Leaders Gathering that is going to be held in Austin, Texas. I'd like for you to join me if you will. If you're a prayer leader, you desire to be a prayer leader, or you have a great passion to pray. Maybe you need direction for your life. You say, I just want to come to Austin and pray with you. And I'll have other pastors and leaders will be praying. It's going to be a great time. And that will be at Covenant Church. And the registration is free. There's no charge for the prayer gathering. We will be receiving free will offerings there. You can make a contribution, but there's no price. So you can just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can register there. And you submit your registration. We'll get back with you some hotel information and other pertinent information that you might need. So today's a good day. We're so thankful for this day. It's a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. So thankful that we have the opportunity to go to church. I believe in the local church. The local church has made a major contribution to my life. And most all of Gene and I's ministry has been in the local church, and I'm so thankful for the local church. I'm grateful, and I bless the church. If you don't have a local church, maybe you are in the maybe you're in a transition. Maybe you've been hurt, wounded. Maybe you don't feel the necessity. But I pray for you that you will find a church where you know the pastor. The pastor knows you. He knows your name, and is able to pray for you, particularly in times of crises or difficulties. And so I'm thankful for the church. On this rock, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we're thankful today. We know that God has called the church to be a praying church. And so in just a moment, I'm going to come back and pray some more with you. But first of all, I'm going to be sharing some prayers that were prayed at a recent ministry time at Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. One of my spiritual sons, Dr. David Remedios, is the pastor there. It's a great church, a revival church. Incredible things are happening. Every year they have what they call the Louisiana Outpouring. Churches and pastors come from across Louisiana and different places of the world. And so that's in June, if you want to check that out, Louisiana Outpouring. A friend of ours, Phil King, and the worship leader there, has recorded a new CD, the worship leader, Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring. We're going to play a song by Phil King, and then we're going to have some prayers. It's going to be prayers of travail and intercession, and I know that you are going to be stirred and moved as these people pray. The first young lady that prays is only 10 years old. This is what a 10-year-old girl can pray, and I know that you're going to be blessed. So here's Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring, their brand new CD.
Stop. Cause I'm so in love with every little thing you do. And I'll never stop seeking, never stop loving you. Jesus, I am so in love with you.
Lord, we declare a new season. We declare a breakthrough. We declare the floodgates to open.
Come on, church.
We declare the angels to come down. We declare your fire to fall on us. And your anointing will never stop coming. Your presence in it. Your presence is in this place. This is your home. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Let your glory fall. You've been faithful to us, Lord. Stretch out your hand toward us. Stretch out your hand towards Louisiana. Stretch out your hands towards the United States. They won't stop coming, Lord. They're just going to multiply and multiply. There are people in this building who are prophetess to the nations. I come in agreement right now. Your word, Lord. Whatever you say. Come, Our land is dry right now, but you will replenish it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Dear God, I just pray now that your presence will come down like never before. Father God, I declare and decree that this is an interference-free zone. I pray now, God, that your presence will come down like never before, the love of God. I pray for a new wave of glory in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that this is the day of the inheritance of the saints. This is the day, Lord, that your words will come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that your word will come forth in fruition like never before in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for revival in this place, the fire of God, that we will never be the same. I thank you, God, that we're beyond these church walls, God, but then it will overflow in the name of Jesus from this state to this nation, God, and to the nations in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for the television studios that are coming, God. I thank you for the radio stations, God. I thank you for the nations that are coming, the airplanes that are coming, Lord. I pray now for miracles in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a breakthrough, God, that this is a glory zone, that we are covered by your blood, Jesus, and nothing else, God.
Pray, church. Pray.
Father, I just thank you for your presence today, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to move. Oh, in ways that you've never moved before, Lord. Let your miracles, signs, and wonders, God, follow the believer today, Lord God. Lord, let your word go forth out of this place like fire and with power, Lord. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come and break and destroy every yoke of bondage, Father God. Open up prison doors today, Father God. Set captives free, Lord. Restore, Father God, the joy of our salvation, Father God. Today, God, move, Lord, in the hearts of everyone here, Father God. Unlock, God. Send your angels with keys and unlock, Father God. Unlock chains, Father God, that have held people bound, God. Freedom, Lord. I declare freedom. Freedom in every person here, God. Freedom in our homes, Lord God. Oh, Lord. Freedom in our homes like never before, God. Freedom to worship you, God. Freedom to seek you, God. Let your angels be dispatched now into every home in this place, Lord God. Every home, we declare restoration, God. Every home, we declare revival, God. Every home, we declare, Father God. You said, Lord, if we believed and are saved, so shall our households be. And Lord, I declare salvation over every home, Lord God. Every home, Lord God. Freedom, Lord. Let freedom reign, God. Let freedom reign, God. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today, Father God, because there's none like you, Father God. Without you, Father God, we are nothing, Father God. And I thank you, God, for all that you're done, Lord. All that you're doing, Lord. You are glorious, God. You are triumphant, God. You reign, Lord. You are majestic, Lord. You are powerful, God. You are mighty, God. You are hope, God. And Lord, we love you today, Lord. And Lord, we need you today, Lord. And Lord, we declare that you are Lord in Forest Hill. You are Lord over this church, Lord. You are Lord over this city, Lord. And we stake that claim today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, yeah. Lord, I thank you for unity in this place, Father God. Lord, that your plans will come to pass, Lord, in each of our lives, Lord. For your fire to come in this place, Lord, that you are igniting in us, Lord, a spark that can't be stopped, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word spreading like a wildfire in this nation, Lord. Your word spreading in our homes like never before, Lord. I thank you for your plans over our lives, that they are good, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're restoring every broken thing, Lord, in our lives, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're flipping the tables in our lives, Lord, that we'll never be the same again, Lord. Lord, that you're changing us, Lord. Lord, that you're marking us, Lord, that we are sons and daughters, Lord, men who will stand, serve, minister, and burn for you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that we'll never be the same again, Lord. Lord, that we are hungry for you, Lord. Lord, by your word, Lord, we will move mountains, Father. Lord, that we will change nations, Lord. That hearts will profess your name, Lord. That you are being made known, Lord. That your name will be famous in our land, Lord. That this will be a nation that serves you, Lord. That this will be a church that is a light and a beacon for all, Lord. That your name will be lifted high in this place, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're being made famous, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord.
Your fire today, we pray. Send your fire today, we pray. Thank you.
that chose me now. We don't care what it takes, 'cause we are who's on the way. We don't want what I will, that chose me now. Jesus, we don't care what it takes, 'cause we are.
We say, send your fire, Holy Spirit. Send the fire of the Holy Spirit. That's Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring Band and singers. And Phil King leads the worship there at Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. Just a little town where incredible things are happening. And I trust that you've been enjoying the prayers and you've been praying along with these people that are praying, that we're praying that day at Trinity Christian Center. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, so delighted to have you listening today here on BPN Radio. And we're praying today, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So thanks for praying with us today. And it's just wonderful to have you listening in here. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for those that are listening to BPN Radio on this Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana, Pastor David Remedios, and the music today of Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring band and singers, as they, as we play music from their brand new album, Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring. And if you want to get that CD, I know it's going to be available. Just go to, I'm sure, to Louisiana Outpouring, or you can go to Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. Father, I pray for every person that is listening to BPN Radio today. I pray for them. I pray the fire of the Holy Spirit would fill them now in Jesus' name. Breshere brokute. I just pray for those of you that just desire the fire of God in your life. You're just hungry and thirsty for God and more of God. And there's a stirring in your own heart, in your own spirit, for more of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. To have a prayer language that you can just pray, you and God can just pray the prayer language, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I pray for you today, as you hunger and thirst after God, thirst after God, the hunger for God. I remember the first church that Gene and I pastored was in a little town called Holladay, Texas, right outside of Wichita Falls. And there was a couple in the church that had a son who was so hungry for God. He was an evangelist of a denomination that really did not believe in speaking in tongues. But I began to share with him about receiving and being baptized in the Holy Spirit, having a prayer language. And he asked some questions, and I did not know how he was responding. But one Sunday morning, I was at the church praying, and it was about 8:30, maybe an hour before service time. And in the door came this young man with this wild look in his eyes. And he said to me, "Pastor, I've been awake all night, and I am so hungry and so thirsty for more of God. I'm a full-time evangelist in my denomination, but I know that there is more that I need, more for me." And so I said to him, "Raise your hands." I laid my hands on him, and within a few seconds, he was speaking in tongues. And he spoke in tongues. He just continued to speak in tongues until people began to gather for Sunday school. We had Sunday school in those days. And they began to join in, and they got filled or refilled with the Holy Spirit. We never had Sunday school. We never had a regular morning service. Everything just turned upside down, not pre-planned, but people were being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being refilled with the Holy Spirit. It was an amazing morning. It was an amazing morning that really started an incredible spiritual revolution in our church, particularly among the young people. And so just this one young evangelist being hungry for God, wanting the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in his life, just took our church to a whole new level. We experienced a season of revival that was quite remarkable. So I pray for those of you today that want more of God. Maybe you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you can be. The Holy Ghost is for those that ask. And if you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I just say in the name of Jesus, repeat these words after me. Holy Spirit, I desire to be baptized. I desire to speak in tongues. I desire more of you. And out of your belly, not out of your mind, but out of your belly, will come a prayer language. And I just pray with you right now to receive that. And the Holy Spirit does not make you speak. He just gives you the words to speak, and then you just begin to speak. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for every pastor, every church leader, that you would be filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, I know that you're probably saying, "Well, he's getting quite radical," but I guess I have the privilege of being radical since I've been in ministry almost 49 years. But I'm just praying for the church. I believe that the church, by and large, I'm not including every congregation, every local church, but by and large, I just sense in my spirit that the church, most of the churches in America are in a holding pattern and doing what they know to do best. Some preach the best, some have worshiped the best, and doing whatever they know to do best. But I'm praying today that there shall be such a radical intrusion of the Holy Spirit, and he will only intrude where he's welcome. But I trust that somebody that's in leadership will welcome him, and he will come in, and many will be filled. And so you say, where are we at today in the local church? Because Sunday, and we're talking mostly about that, we're in the book of Joel. And so the book of Joel is a guideline for us. And the Bible says, the book of Joel, chapter 1, it's talking to pastors. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests, you pastors. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Why? Why should we do it? For the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before your eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. And so many churches have lost their joy. So many leaders have lost the joy. He said, your water brooks are dried up. Fire has devoured the open pastures. And he said to the leadership, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Jesus is coming soon. He said, now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Return to the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. In other words, put off special events that you may have for the moment. Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O God, and do not give your heritage to reproach. That the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? So what did he say? He said, be glad. He said, I'm going to cause the rain to come down for you if you'll do this. The former rain and the latter rain in the same month. I'm going to restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. And he said, I'm going to consume the days and weeks and months and years that have been stolen from you. It's been taken from you. So I pray in Jesus' name that the fire of your Holy Spirit would come upon pastors and church leaders all over America. They will stand in their pulpits and declare, I've had an encounter with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. And I'm calling this church to a season of prayer and seeking the face of God. And I've been alone with Jesus. I've been in this church praying. It's just been me and God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And a radical spirit will come upon pastors and church leaders, and they will stand behind the pulpit and they will proclaim they have been with Jesus, and the congregation will know it. And there shall be a response. And I know that many, many pastors and many church leaders are praying, oh God, please do something in my congregation. Please do something. But I'm here to tell you, pastors, I'm here to tell you, church leaders, that when it happens to you, it will begin to happen to them. And if they reject you, know that they are not rejecting you, they are rejecting the Lord. But there will be a people, if they reject you, there will be a people that will say, come over here. We are hungry and we are thirsty and we need a leader. And so I pray for every pastor. I pray that you'll spend time with the Lord. I pray that you'll go to your church and you'll walk up and down the aisles and pray, Holy Ghost, send an outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon my congregation. You'll stand behind your pulpit, your podium, and just say, God, let the fire of God come upon me when I minister in this church. And may I have a radical encounter. May I have a radical experience. May I not be just a keeper of the congregation. May I not be just a consultant or a manager or a motivational speaker, but may I be mighty in spirit, anointed with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus said that he's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so I declare in Jesus' name that the very words that John the Baptist spoke, one is coming after me who's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I'm thankful that John the Baptist gave that word. And on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and each of them was baptized with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so I pray in Jesus' name that you will baptize every leader, every pastor, everyone that hungers and thirsts after you. Would you baptize them in the Holy Ghost? Would you give them a prayer language right now? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, I just pray today that we will be still and know and know and know and know that you are our God, that you love us and you care for us. May we be still and know that you're God and receive now the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Featuring today of the music, the brand new album of Phil King and the Louisiana Outpouring. And they're going to sing right now concerning being still and knowing their God. So let's be still and know God. And I will be renewed.
the eagles, I will run and be weary not, for my strength is renewed in the waiting. I will walk and faint not.
The music of Phil King and Louisiana Outpouring. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be still. I'm going to wait upon you. Delighted to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I pray for you today as you wait in His presence. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach us, Lord, to wait. And one of the major benefits of waiting, what is one of the major benefits of waiting? Waiting brings you to a place of rest, supernatural rest. And the Bible says that we are to labor to enter into that rest. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul." So the buzzword right now is rest. The key word right now is rest. And there's so many of you today that are listening to BPN Radio that you need to be still, know your God, and you need to rest. Be still and rest. And you know, David said, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." And so there is a place in God where we can rest. And I've declared many times that revelation comes out of rest. You say, "Well, I need to hear the voice of God. I need to know what God wants me to do." Well, you need to rest. That means physical rest, spiritual rest, emotional rest, resting in Him. And so many people, they violate the one commandment that most people don't think is very important. And yet there's one commandment that is spoken of more than all of the other commandments put together. And that is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to church on the Sabbath day? No, it means that you take one day a week to rest. God set the example. 6 days, He said, you're going to do all of your work. On the seventh day, you're not going to do any work, no work. You're just going to rest or play, but you're going to let your body relax. And you're going to take that day off. You say, "Well, I don't have that privilege." Well, you just need to pray that God will give you one day off each week. And you say, "Well, what if it's Sunday? Shall I not go to church?" No, I believe that you can go to church if that's your only day off. And then you can rest, receive, and be still there. And then the rest of the day, you can just be a relaxing day. Spend with your family, your companion, relaxing. Maybe going fishing. But anyhow, it's important. It's important for you to rest. Let your body rest. Let your mind rest. And most people today are suffering from a lack of rest. They can't sleep at night. They can't turn their minds off. And their body is worn out. And they still have a lot to a productivity to give. But they're just so tired, it's very difficult. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will come into a place of supernatural rest today. Those that are listening to BPN Radio, you come into that place of rest. You say, "Lord, I just want a day of rest, and then I want to take time off from time to time that I can just let my body rest." And you must understand that rest is not necessarily a geographical location. You can find rest in several different places, but he wants you to lie down and he wants you to rest. So I just speak supernatural rest over those of you today on BPN Radio on this Sunday that's tired and weary. You're worn out. You're going through difficult situations because of your pain level, because of your health, because of trouble going on in your marriage, or there's a lot of dissension in your family, in your home. It just seems like there's just no place to rest. But I'm praying for you right now. I pray, Lord, that you would minister to these people that are listening today that need supernatural rest. I pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Why don't you just take a few moments just to express to God how much you need rest. And what happens when you get rested, your creativity increases, enlarges, expands. Your creative juices begin to flow in a way as never before. And you begin to get revelation. You begin to hear the voice of the Lord. You begin to discern which direction to go, what to do. And I know that as a prophetic voice in this nation, it's so important that I get rest, because when I get rested, I begin to get prophetic words for people. I begin to get revelation. When I'm real tired, it's very difficult to hear the voice of God. So what does Satan want to do? He wants to keep you tired and weary, stressed out, strained, stretched, so that you will not hear the voice of the Lord concerning your life, your family, your business, your situation. So why don't you spend a few moments just saying, Lord, I'm just going to enter into this rest right now. I'm just going to do it. Father, we're so thankful for life today. We're so thankful that we are here at this point in time, knowing that we could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are at this point in time to be a blessing, to be a blessing. I pray today for people that they cannot find rest because of the pain in their body, the pain that they're going through. And I pray for them right now, those that have no rest because of the pain that they're suffering. Many people today listening, I know that there's some of you that go through continuous pain. You live with it, and you actually don't live with it. You cope with it somehow. I just ask God to heal you right now. Healing is for the children, the sons and daughters of God. I just declare that you are healed today. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you are healed. He sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destruction. So I just speak healing in the name of Jesus. I declare he is Jehovah Rapha. Would you just receive this prayer right now and just say, Lord, I receive my healing at this very moment. I rebuke the pain cycle in your body. I command the pain to leave your body in the name of Jesus, because all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. I'm so thankful, so grateful. If you'd like to make a donation, a contribution to BPN Breakout Prayer Network, you can just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can go down, scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you can click the donate button, and you can make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network by debit card, credit card, by check, by PayPal. And we would be so thankful and grateful to have you sow a seed into this ministry to help us call people to pray all across America for revival in this nation. Another spiritual awakening. Father, send revival to America, another spiritual awakening. We're grateful and thankful for the people that are helping us pray. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and supported by the loyal listeners. Thank you for being a part of BPN, ministering on this Sunday night at Destiny Christian Center, and tomorrow night, Monday night, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. Be back tomorrow at this same time or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.